is Aaron 54.
la 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 la.
I'm not afraid to die.
the mothership coming to take you away.
Away. Hi, we're Eric and Rob from Thievery Corporation.
And we're chilling in Area 54.
Free. watching at the corner of the shore, where the waves are very peaceful in the sound of distant war. I wanna dive into its moment like a seal that swims beneath the storm. I wanna be inside its silence of a sound, where the memory of our future is just echoing around. I wanna feel it like a heartbeat beneath the crashing of the clouds. I wanna dance with it across the empty hall, where the mystery of the through step is as secret as the fall. That is always in the motion like a still an ever flowing bowl. I wanna go inside its place it never sleeps, not New York, but some hyper-lonely universe that bleeps like the light out on a wing piece of a plane seen by one so far below. I wanna slam it as the bell to bow begins, hold it down for a three count or just catch it on the chin. I wanna know it as it lies there in the blood and spit and say that's what I can. I wanna measure it in numbers like sand, I wanna calculate its distance in the outstretch of my hand. But when the sun is on the other side, it's sleeping behind paper doors in Japan. It's when the sun is on the other side, it's sleeping behind paper doors in Japan. Say that ain't dead, 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 that ain't dead.
Tim, Mike with you. Area 54, music from Felix Riebel. We played Paper Doors. We had Rack from Portland in there with Passion. It's featuring Louis the Child on vocals off the latest album Boy. Gary Daly was in there with I Work Alone. It's from the album Gone From Here. And we promised you Tim's favorite song off the latest Eric Hilton album. We played Continuum. The album's called Infinite Everywhere. From Russia, we played Cosmonaut Greshko with Tell Me. Neon Indian was in there as well with Annie, and we started things off with Tsa with a track called Move On featuring Jay Wilcox on vocals.
It's nice to pull a Rack track, or RAC, Remix Artist Collective. Artist Collective is how what he started, but I think he's really the only artist there now doing the collective. you were saying that you've seen him on Twitch now, and that he's got 50,000 viewers. I understand why. He's
at
pretty.
At one point, you know, during when he was live streaming.
Well, it's so interesting to watch him in his studio. It's an immaculate studio, full of cats, downtown Portland, and he's pretty talkative, pretty engaging guy, and so it's easy to just kind of, you know, you just feel like you're in his living room while he's making this song for you. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I can't believe it. I mean, unless you went to like Coachella, you wouldn't have 50,000. Even in Coachella, I don't think there'd be 50,000 people in one of the halls.
That's pretty impressive. That's really impressive. People miss live music, don't they, Mike?
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's easier way, and it's an easier way to access them, right?
Yeah. When was the last concert you saw, Mike?
Well, I don't know. It must have been like, you know, Fleetwood Mac or something like that. During the Tusk tour.
I saw Aerosmith at the Kingdom. That was the last concert I went to. I never have to go to another concert again.
At the Kingdom.
Like, you couldn't even hear who the artist was. The sound was so terrible in there. It was so terrible. And nobody cared.
I saw U2 there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, I think they were the last show before they tore that thing down.
Oh, it's a terrible sound in there. This is the worst place to see a concert ever.
I don't think they ever thought about when they built buildings like that about it. I mean, they didn't build it for music anyway, right? But they never thought about acoustics. Whoever the sound engineer was in that place and happened to deal with the delay.
He was deaf.
Different, you know, because it would have driven you nuts. Now I think it's all like digital. You can all adjust it, right?
Yeah.
But back then you had to like walk around and listen to it and adjust all the delay.
Yeah.
It was awful. Yeah, unless you were up front. I remember being in the seats up front, so it wasn't bad. But then I walked to the back. I was like, oh, this is awful for these people. But oh well. Yep. Tough luck.
Yeah. Enough of that. Well, it's Tim and Mike, Area 54. Appreciate you guys tuning in, listening to our show. We're going to get you out of here with some great music. We've got some Lane 8, who, you know, has been a pretty recent Area 54 favorite.
His latest album just came out today, actually, called Cross Pollination. He's kind of gone. You know, he's on the Anjuna Deep label, you know, Jody Wisternoff. And he's definitely, this album is definitely more like club.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know what club he's going to play it at, but he definitely. And then he has an album that kind of comes out and there's more loungy, chill stuff, mellower.
Yeah.
There's not much mellow stuff on this album. Just picked it up a notch.
Well, that's what, you know, I really like the stuff that Lane 8 does. Is good stuff. We got some Bouquetshade, some Grammatic, some iDress, some Casbo, and some Thievery Corporation to get you out of here with. And appreciate you guys tuning in. We're out of here.
See you guys.